as I mentioned in my last update, I was planning, am planning, on moving to Austin, Texas. And this past month has been about preparing for that. I spent some time after I finished my caregiving with Donald, which all went fine. He's with our parents now. I spent some time in Austin. I drove down there on the week of May 15th, got back on the 25th, and loved it. Had a great time there. And I'm very excited to be moving there and making music in person again. And as I think any live musician watching this video knows, it's been a long year for live events. And yeah, I can't wait to play in public again. So yeah, and I'll be driving down on June 1st and settling in a little bit more on June 5th. And my next update will be from Texas, so I'll let you know how all that goes. Other than that, not much going on personally. Moving is maybe not a complicated process all the time, but there's a lot to do. So been focused on that this past month. But I have been writing some music and posting it to the site, and I'll go over that briefly in this update. So let me share my screen here. This is my website at bentibbetts.net, and the project that I worked on the most was the audio store, which you can go to by clicking store. This is a collection of tracks that I'm building for people who produce media. And by media, I mean really any kind of media, ranging from video to audio to game content. And my hope and goal is to produce original, high quality musical audio that really reflects my own style and my own artistic preferences. Basically, I want my music to sound like the kind of music I like to listen to. So this is a project that's very close to my heart. I find it very rewarding to work on. And this past month, I have managed to produce 3 new tracks for this store. I hope to add many more tracks over time. This page, all of the material on this page is available to subscribers. You can access this music by, you can click these play icons, or you can go to the YouTube channel. And what I've done is upload sheet music alongside the musical audio, so you can actually just watch the music as you listen. This is how I enjoy listening to music most, probably. So I thought, you know, I like it. Maybe somebody else likes it too. It's a little extra work, but it's worth it. And yeah, so you can enjoy this music for free, for sure. But if you want to use it in your project, you gotta subscribe to the site. The other project that I work on this past month is in the archive, and it's called The Cutting Room Floor. Now, The Cutting Room Floor came about because I have increasingly noticed that my style of generating music, my workflow, creates a lot more material than I end up using. And maybe this is just universal. Maybe everybody experiences this. I don't know. But I definitely use a minority of the material that I actually come up with. And by use, I just mean I actually submit it to a client or throw it on the audio store or whatever it is. Only a relatively small percentage of my music makes it to the public. So I thought it would be interesting to experiment with releasing sketches and scraps and musical ideas that aren't completely fleshed out, you know, with the caveat, the obvious caveat that these aren't intended to represent super high quality professionalism or anything like that. There's not a ton of attention paid to audio production in these cases, but these are ideas. These are things that I've abandoned, things that never made it into a project that I nevertheless thought were cool. I nevertheless thought there was something worth exploring here. And I might return to some of these someday. I don't know. In the meantime, this page that I've made is for ideas that really I have no use for. They would just sit on my hard drive, but if somebody out there would enjoy them, then great. So this is the place to find that now. Finally, I wanted to spend a little bit of time on the subscriber page. So as I mentioned, this website and I am supported by subscribers, along with any clients that I get or piano students, that sort of thing. If you wish to support my work, if you like what I'm doing, or you just feel like you want to throw me a couple dollars, first off, thank you very much. And thank you to those of you watching who have subscribed. If you wish to do this, you can do it here. A subscription to my website is $4 a month. It is something you sign up for once and then you don't have to think about it, like a magazine subscription. And it gets you access to the exclusive content page where I post a podcast for subscribers. I post sheet music. And I post the usable versions of the audio store tracks. If you are a producer of media and you like a track in the audio store, if you're a subscriber, you can use that track in any way that you like. You can use it in as many projects as you wish. It doesn't matter how big your audience is. You just get unlimited access to everything I put on the site for $4 a month. And I believe and hope that this is a good deal. And I hope it'll get to be a better deal as time goes on, because I'm going to keep adding stuff. And so this is a great way to support me. If you want to do this, here is how you do it. Scroll down and click this button here. Now, I've gotten some questions about this. First off, this is through PayPal. PayPal is a huge company. It's publicly traded. It is trusted to the extent that virtually anything on the internet is trusted. You're about as safe putting your credit card information in on PayPal as you are on Amazon, for example. So if you're comfortable buying things on Amazon, it's similar to that. Secondly, you do not have to have a PayPal account to do this. All you need is a credit card and an email address. So let's say I didn't have a PayPal account. I'll walk you through what this process looks like here. You click subscribe and you see a page that's hosted by PayPal. You can pay with PayPal, and this is if you have a PayPal account. And so if you have an account, you can enter in your email here, but if you don't, you can click checkout as guest. So you click that, and then you enter in your email here. Now, I won't enter in my actual email address. I'm going to pretend I don't have a PayPal account, so let's just enter in a bogus email. So let's say it's that@gmail.com. Okay, and let's hope that's not a real email. So I've now entered in that email address and I click continue to payment. And PayPal will take me to the payment page. And this is very similar to what you would encounter if you were buying something on Amazon. You are prompted to put in your card information here and your first and last name and your billing address and then your phone number and email. And I receive your email address, and it's important that you put in your email here because then I can send you the password to the website so you can access the exclusive content. So you enter in these things. At the bottom, you can create a PayPal account if you want to, but if you don't want to, you just click no, I don't want an account, and then you click agree. And once you click this button, that will that's an agreement to pay $4 a month to subscribe to the website, and that will continue until you unsubscribe. Now, if you want to unsubscribe, that is perfectly fine. Just contact me and I will remove you from the list, or you can do it certainly through PayPal. I would think you could do it through your bank as well, and I'm more than happy to help you with that process. But this is very straightforward and very secure, as I said, very safe and very similar to what you would experience if you were doing something similar through Amazon or some other online merchant. So that is my spiel for today. How do I stop sharing? There we go. That's all I wanted to say, except one last very important thing, which is thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a huge blessing to have a big network of support. And by that, I mean friends and family. And I also mean people that stay in touch, people that are interested in my work, interested in supporting me, whether it's through a subscription or something else, people who just watch this video, whatever it is. I feel incredibly privileged to be able to make music for a living and to have people who appreciate my work. It really means a lot. It's very validating. You know, anybody who goes into a business like this, appreciates positive validation, I would say. So thank you again. Thank you for watching. And my next video will be from Austin. So I'm very excited to show you whatever that looks like. Take care. Have a good month.